This is KUT. Within a couple of weeks, an Austin judge is expected to rule whether the state's school finance system is constitutional. Meanwhile, Austin public school officials are worried about how much money the district will have to educate students this year and 5 years down the road. The reasons for that go back to something called recapture. KUT's Kate McGee explains why some school districts don't get to keep all the money they collect.
School finance, it's obviously all about money. It starts with property taxes. A portion of your property taxes, usually the largest portion, goes to the local school district. The school district collects those taxes, but then it gets complicated. Lately, the Austin School District is collecting a lot more taxes as the city grows and property values keep going up. But AISD doesn't keep all that money. It can only keep a certain amount, which is determined by the state. All of this is part of what the state calls Tier 1 funding. The state decides how much it gives each school district based on a bunch of formulas. The formulas weigh student attendance and other factors, says Amanda Brownson with the Texas Education Agency.
For example, their participation in special programs that might increase costs, like special education, career and technical education, bilingual education, compensatory education.
Compensatory education includes programs that help poor children or students at risk of dropping out. Put all that together, and it's the basic amount each district gets to keep to educate its students. Then the state looks at how much a district can raise locally with those property taxes. If a district collects more property taxes than the basic amount the state says the district needs, the difference goes back to the state. That's recapture, or Robin Hood. And it usually happens to districts with a lot of taxable properties. Nicole Conley is Austin ISD's chief financial officer. She says many people think more property taxes means more money goes directly to the district, but that's not actually the case.
While taxpayers are paying more on their tax bills because their appraisal values are going up, the district is not necessarily seeing the benefit of those increases.
And Conley says that means a lot of local property taxes are actually being sent to the state.
We're just merely a pass-through.
So that's Tier 1. Are you still with me? Okay, it's about to get more complicated. You see, there's another way local school districts get funding and lose it. It's called, what do you know, Tier 2. Tier 2 is based on a school district's tax rate. I know, it sounds boring, but don't turn the station yet. We're almost done. When a district raises its tax rate above a certain amount, the state can recapture some of that money. So a district can raise taxes to get extra money, but it has to decide if it wants to do that, even if it won't get to keep all that money. Right now, AISD is above that cap, so the state actually does recapture some of that money. Now, Austin sends back more money than any school district in the state, but it's still getting more funding per student than many school districts and the state average. Chandra Villanueva is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a left-leaning state policy think tank. She says Robin Hood isn't the problem.
It's that we're artificially keeping school funding very low, mainly with our basic allotment is really low. And if the state were to raise the basic allotment, then the amount of recapture would decrease for Austin ISD, and they would be able to keep more of their local funds locally to educate the kids of Austin.
But that's a subject for the legislature or the courts to determine. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how those two branches of government might change the school finance system or keep it the same. Kate McGee, KUT News.